This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim is progressing smoothly. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The initial trends show the BJP is maintaining its lead in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is heading towards landslide victory in Sikkim. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first two results went in favour of BJP. Hamchong Thanga won from Changlang South seat, defeating his nearest rival Timpu Nagemu of National People's Party. Wangling Luangdong clinched the Borduria Bogapani constituency against Jo Wang Hosai of Nationalist Congress Party. Latest trends available for 58 seats show so far Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP backed 15 seats and is leading in 31. National People's Party ahead in 6, People's Party of Arunachal in 2, Nationalist Congress Party in 3, Independence 1 in 1 seat. The BJP has already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In Sikkim, the first result went in favour of Pinso Namgyal Lepcha of Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, who defeated his nearest rival Sonam Getso Lepcha of Sikkim Democratic Front from the Jonggul constituency. According to the latest trend for 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM won 4 seats and is ahead in 27. Sikkim Democratic Front SDF is leading in 1. Newly floated Citizen Action Party CAP and BJP candidates are trailing in all seats. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang is leading in both Soreng Chakung and Renok constituencies. Former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Chamling is trailing from both Poklok Kamrang and Namche Bang seats. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti is leading in Arithang constituency. The term of the two assemblies in the northeastern states is coming to an end today. Ahead of counting for Lok Sabha elections 2024 on Tuesday, private TV news channels and other agencies have issued figures of exit polls. Most of the exit polls indicate that BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is set to retain power in the Lok Sabha elections. The exit polls suggest the NDA could secure a two-thirds majority in the 543-member Lok Sabha, surpassing the simple majority threshold of 272 seats. Multiple pollsters are predicting a return of the Narendra Modi-led NDA government, winning over 350 seats. The opposition's INDI alliance will get somewhere between 125 and 150 seats in the Lok Sabha elections. The Lok Sabha election 2024 have witnessed a direct fight between the BJP-led NDA and the Congress-led INDI alliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold 7 meetings today. The meetings will be held on a wide range of topics. Sources said that the first meeting is to be held to review the post-cyclone situation, especially in the states of the northeast. Then, Mr. Modi will hold a meeting to review the heat wave situation in the country. He will also hold a meeting to review the preparations to celebrate World Environment Day on a large scale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted Telangana people on their statehood day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that every Indian takes great pride in the state's contribution to national progress. He added that this state is blessed with a rich history and a very vibrant culture. India Today dispatched humanitarian assistance to Cuba. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Ranthir Jaiswal, said that a consignment of 90 tons of 9 made in India active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, left Mundra port for Cuba. He said that the APIs will support the manufacture of essential medicines. Mr. Jaiswal stressed that the assistance reaffirms India's role as the pharmacy of the world and underlines our commitment between the two nations, India and Cuba. And that is the end of this news bulletin.